You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And, well, we've made it halfway through the month of November already. 15th of November, and it happens to be Wednesday. So, middle of the month, middle of the week, and the beginning of the program. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. And we're just about a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. Going to be entertaining you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Here's a birthday starting us off for today. Somebody born on this day, 1738. It was Sir William Herschel. He was a German-born British astronomer and a composer. Now, most famous for the discovery of, yes, you've got it, you're sitting on it, Uranus. And in addition, two of its major moons, Titania and Oberon. He also discovered two moons of Saturn and infrared radiation. He's less known for the 24 symphonies, though, that he also composed.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Like a bow down the hill, keep
a bit of country bring us in this morning. That was Ward Thomas and push for the stride. Bit of exercise for you there, wasn't it? It got us going. Right, so let me see what we got lined up for you today. Andreas is going to be joining us a little bit later on. And we went to see a premiere of a movie last night. So it's not being released for a couple of days. So I don't think we're going to be able to talk about that. So what will we talk about? I really don't know. Yasmin, Andreas and myself went with that together with Ian. And Andreas is a good lady. And a nice time was had by all. Usual bits and pieces as well, going right through till 10 this morning. Although, Mia, we'll take a look at some of the international news today and a little bit of business thrown in. And also, 8 and 9 o'clock, we're going to take a look and see what's happening in Panama.
I didn't know when I was lucky, discontented, feeling bad, filled with envy for possessions other people had. I found my pride had always hurt me. Thought the world to gain control, not realizing I was sitting on a beach of gold. Oh Lord, I'm a poor man with all the riches I can hold. I'm a beggar and I'm sitting of gold. The problems I encountered gave me strength, helped me sustain. To know the pleasure, first I had to cure the pain. When I was searching for solutions, I found the answer lay. Drifting, but I'm drifting on a silver sea. Oh Lord, I'm a poor man with all the riches I can hold. I'm a beggar and I'm sitting on a beach of gold. I didn't have courage. My life was as dark as night. When alone in the darkness, I saw the brightest light. Let the light shine down. Feel you've nothing left to give. Sick of trying. Have you lost the will to live? Don't be drowning in the shallows with the beach so near at hand. Hear the voice say, I'm sitting on a beach of gold.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
one I don't think I've played before. It comes from the Associates, and it's 18 Karat Love Affair. And I tell you what, it's unlike us to be accurate, but we are exactly, and that's right now. 15 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. So it is time to get you in the shower. Seems to be easing off a little bit in the city now with regards to moving around. Of course, the big problem is there in the interior. Obviously, we can find out for you. Meanwhile, let's go along to the best disco in town, shall we? With the Ritchie family. Yes, off they go into the distance there. Got them all in the shower with you this morning, the Ritchie family. The best disco in town. 18 and a half after 7. And that's it. Good luck this morning with wherever it is you're going during the course of the day. By the way, if you are out there and you see something that you think we might need to know to tell our listeners, both of them, do let us know and we'll put that out. You can do it by WhatsApping us. The number to WhatsApp is 677-18822, 677-18822, nice easy number, 627-128-22s. There we go. Oh, 22s, 22. There we go, never mind. So yeah, do let us know, or you can just drop us a line on that number. It pops up right in front of me here in the studio, and we can have a little chat with you as well. Or if you'd like me to play a piece of music, well, we can do that. We can do anything, really. Even play this one from Bob Seger. Shakedown.
waltz into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you busted, busted. Shake down, break down, hurry up just about the time you think that it's all right.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Pain.
There we go. That was The Sweet Sanity. Comes from a group out of the UK. I tell you what, I love the way they describe the type of music. Were a British jangle pop band, and it's a subgenre of pop rock or college rock that emphasises jangly guitars and 1960s pop melodies. So they probably also have a special chart, don't they, called the Jangle Pop Chart somewhere. They were around. They weren't sort of active for too long. Well, I guess they were for a pop band, 11 years. They were formed in early 1980s and active until 1991. And two band members traded off lead vocals on track-by-track basis, giving the band two distinctly different sounds. Well, they had one sound. Newcastle upon Tyne, by the way. If you don't know where that is, it's up north. It's up north of the United Kingdom. Right up there. Now, let me see. What have we got for you now? I tell you what, it's about time we did this, and we'll take a look at some of the international news for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Ball. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Are you ready to go? Don't miss this party. Are you ready to go? Tonight is yours. Better put on the show. The music's starting. Gotta let your light go while you're still young. 'Cause you're still young. Yeah, you're still young. Come on, pretty thing, what you waiting for? The night is nothing but an open door. Through that door, baby, that's your chance to sing your own song and make the whole world dance. 'Cause it's the perfect time. Step out the chorus line. With every step more sure, you better hide. Tonight is
There we go. Sophie Ellis Bextor. What a great name that is. I always say that. Wouldn't mind it myself. While We're Still Young is what the song was called. And I'll tell you what. Good morning to Mary Lou. She just reminded me because, I mean, I haven't said it yet, have I? It's that day of the week. Welcome to Wednesday, everybody. Here's Tears for Fears. If you are keeping on time, we're, 18 and a half minutes right now, before the hour of 8 o'clock. So local news at the top of the hour. Andreas will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. We'll talk about movies and things. There you go. What do you think of that one? Tears for Fears. It's called The Tipping Point, the song, and that's brought us 14 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a quick look and see who else we have that might have been born on this day. By the way, if you just joined us, good morning. Halfway through November, 15th of November. And, yeah, let me see. Here we go. Get up our birthday list for today. We had Sir William Herschel, who was a German-born British astronomer and composer. He found a lot of moons and Uranus without a mirror. Jerome Bonaparte was born on this day, 1784. He was the youngest brother of Napoleon I and reigned as Jerome I of Westphalia. That was 1807 to 1813. After 1848, when his nephew, Louis Napoleon, became president of the French Second Republic, he served in several official roles, including Marshal of France and President of the Senate. What a busy boy. This is Coldplay. Humankind. Coldplay and Humankind. I tell you what, talking of Humankind...
Anthropocene, the current geological epoch.
Human impact on Earth's geology and ecosystems, including anthropogenic climate change.
can probably gather, that is one of my favourites at the moment. Comes off of the album Bauhaus Staircase from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. The album has been really, really well received. And it was, by the way, it was inspired largely by the world politics during the late 2010s and early 2020s. Its release was preceded by three singles, the title track, Slow Train, and Versuchka. And I've listened to most of the album, it is good, and I say, when it comes to reviews, it's scored 85. This is the album, scored 85 out of 100. Top of the hour, take us there, John Splintoff. Split off and, well, ready to go. And so are we.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Shine so bright. never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind, lady.
To wait for that bit, don't you? And little
I love you
in the end there. Christa Berg and the lady in red. What a classic that's become. Let's say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you, Felipe. Nice to hear from you this morning. He does say, though, dear Jerry, stuck in this whirlpool. For the sake of sanity, could you please play Windmills of Your Mind? Thanks and best regards. Of course we can. It's been recorded by quite a few people, though. The one sticks in my mind is this one from Noel Harrison. And here it is, Windmills of Your Mind.
Like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel. Like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Hear the sound of distant drumming, just the fingers of your hand. Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom did they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the colour of her hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
There we go. Hope that made you feel a little bit better, Felipe. We could all do with a bit of that. Antidepressants is what we need, I think, right now. That's Windmills of Your Mind. It was a song with music by French composer Michel Legrand and English lyrics written by American lyricists Alan and Marilyn Bergman. French lyrics under the title Les Moulins de Mon Coeur were written by Eddie Murray. Now, the song with the English lyrics was introduced into the movie, where I remember it from, The Thomas Crown Affair, and that was in 1968 and won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. And in fact, in 2004, Windmills of Your Mind was ranked 57 in AFI's 100 Years, 100 Songs survey of top songs in American cinema. The cover by Sting, by the way, was also used. That was in the 1999 remake of The Thomas Crown Affair. There you go. Noel Harrison and The Windmills of Your Mind. One more piece of music, then we'll check in with Ingrid. We'll also have Andreas with us here in the studio as well, talking a little bit about the movie that the three of us went to see last night.
It feels like the only way I can do it is you got the kind of lips that I like saying.
Tell me, do you wanna taste?
Don't you know that you're not the type that's only one night? No.
Maybe I can make you stay.
One more time, you got the kind of lips that I like saying.
Tell me, do you wanna taste?
Don't you know that you're not the type that's only one night? No.
Maybe I can make you stay.
Everybody now.
And it's just simply called Lipstick, and that's Charlie Puth there. And that's brought us to 23 minutes right now after the hour of
good
eight.
Morning.
Well, she's quick this morning. Good morning.
Yes, how you doing? I'm well, and I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I made it. I left the house in El Valle about 12 o'clock midnight last night. And I got into Panama City about 2 o'clock this morning. So, I didn't run into any roadblocks, no protesters. I saw a lot of trucks on the street, a lot of tankers.
I'll tell you what, if you remember yesterday, that was Ingrid from yesterday for some strange reason, but this is today. Good morning, Ingrid.
Hey, yes, how you doing? Sorry, I'm a wee bit late today. Been working like mad with, one of my clients over in Dubai and I lost track of the time. Wow. Yeah, I've been getting around town pretty well. Got some things to do. Some things have changed for plan-wise. I had planned on heading back to El Valle later today or first thing tomorrow morning, and that is not going to happen. No, my mother's not doing so well, so I'm going to fly home on Sunday and spend some time there. It's their second time in the hospital in 2 weeks, so I think it's time I go see and check on her and make sure she's going to be okay. And if not, at least hold her hand while I kiss her head and tell her how much I love her. So it's kind of short today. Sorry for that. And I appreciate all your help and support. Just cross your fingers and hope she does well. I forgot my passport, so I'm having a friend who's bringing my luggage because I have not enough clothes to go to the States. So I have that all on Friday, and I'll get my passport and my luggage, and whoop, off I go on Sunday. So a lot of work to do between now and Sunday, so I will be busy and getting things done. Got to get myself cleaned up, got an appointment. Got to go to the dentist, you know, you got to get all these things done before you go and see your mom. You make sure your hair cuts nice, you know, and that you look good, you smell good, and you behave good. All right, so you all be safe. I will continue to report as I can and travel when I will and give you all the details that I can. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Yes, indeed. So a big thank you there to Ingrid, who's having a busy time, isn't she? Having to spruce herself up. And talk about getting your teeth done. I try and get mine done as well. And try and get them sent back by UPS. It's a lot quicker.
Get in my-
are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say who murdered three. Strange things that happen here in the street. If we met at midnight in the hanging tree, are you coming to the tree? Where dead men called out for his love to flee. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be. If we met at midnight in the hanging tree, are you coming to the tree? Where I told you to run so we both be free. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be. If we met at midnight.
Little bit of a hint there as to the movie we went to see last night. Good morning to Andreas and to Yasmin.
Good morning,
Jerry.
Sorry.
What did I say? Did I say get ready?
I'm not going to get involved between you guys. It's crazy.
No, but did I or didn't I?
The kid never gets involved in fights.
Shut up then.
Anyways, that was by the way, that was Jennifer Lawrence's voice.
Uh-huh. That was the original.
The original.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
The voice.
Yeah. I'm wondering, the because that's what we went to see last night, was The Hunger Games.
The prequel, The Ballad of
the
Songbirds.
The prequel, yes, the one that you missed before you saw the others.
It's the story of Corlinus, the president of the first franchise, or the first series.
Yeah, we keep doing this, don't we? When they run out of things to do, 100%. They go back to the beginning and say, well, you know, I mean, next we'll see him as a baby.
Interesting enough, I don't think there was a big demand for this story.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
But see, what was interesting, because the movie house was packed.
Fair, super fair, but I think, I don't know, the...
You couldn't see them, you were in the front
the
seats.
The other movie series did not... finish with a big box office hit kind of thing. It was big, but it wasn't as big as
is it more of a cult movie?
No, not at all. It is still a box office thing.
Okay.
But for example, Harry Potter. I'm going to give Harry Potter.
He
for
wasn't
example.
In it.
Understood. But Harry Potter, the newest films about the animals. What's it called? I don't even know what's it called.
Here we go. See, yes. And you do movie reviews, right?
Yeah. Right. Magical creatures. I don't know what it's called. Whatever.
Something like that. But anyway, I know what you mean.
But they haven't done so well in the box office as the original Harry Potters. And I think this is going to suffer from the same fate.
Because I think it's... You see, the thing is, Harry Potter went on for so long. It's a new generation. And it's a little bit like music. Is that, you know, that generation's seen it. They've grown up. I mean, kids today may not be quite so much into Harry Potter as the last generation.
I don't know if that's true. Harry Potter is everlasting. Like, my daughter's starting to enjoy it, actually. And she's six, and she's...
So then why are these other movies? Because they're not part of the storyline, really, are they?
They're not... They don't have the main cast, for one. Mm-hmm. And it is squeezing the life out of a super creative story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, it's trying to pull threads. It happens all the time. I remember the classic example is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
The first movie, and the writers say that we wrote this, we wrote everything we had, it went into the script. The director was like, everything mm-hmm. I had went mm-hmm. into the story. And it was so good, it was so huge, that Disney was like, now we got to make three of them. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, let's see what we can make up now so we can continue the story. And it's never going to be that original. It's never going to have everything they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And it happens in TV shows as well. The Friends creators of the TV show Friends have said many times, we don't want to do a reboot because when we ended that show, every single character was in a very happy place. And we love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only way mm-hmm. we can open up a new story is to break that happy ending from the original.
Well, it has really, because one of them is in a happy place.
You know what's funny, though? It is the best creative way they can bring those characters back with a tragedy like this.
Bringing them back, one of them getting together, and then perhaps the six died.
Yeah.
And perhaps bringing somebody else. And
but they're never going to do that, by the way. They're never going to do that.
No.
But it's the thing. They got to break the happy ending to continue the story, and they don't want to do that.
I mean, that one last night.
Yeah.
It seemed to me, this is the Hunger Games we saw last night.
Yeah.
It seemed to me that it finished in such a way that it looked as if they would want to bring something back.
I'm assuming they want to do new, they want to continue the story, because at how we know how the story ends. People have seen the Hunger Games, know how the story ends.
I haven't.
He becomes the president. He becomes the president of Pan Am, the country. And a super villain.
Pan Am sounds very close to Panama.
Yeah, no, it was based on Panama, actually. Yeah, no, I'm kidding, I have no idea.
Well, I saw that. In fact, when we were watching it, there was this, it was just only a small clip, and there was this sort of like mine, you know, so like they'd all be, and I just turned around to Ian and said, well, Donoso.
There you go. But he becomes president. That's how the story ends, and he's... In this movie, he's far from that still. Like, he's not...
Mm.
He's still, like, a student or whatever.
So you could have a scene where he works his way up into
that
position.
I think that's what they want. The question is, as everything in this industry, it's about money. Will the movie make money to garner a sequel? Who knows?
Well, I must admit, having not seen Hunger Games until the one we saw last night, I did feel I was walking into the middle of something which I mean, they did a reasonable job of explaining what happened in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. But I just sort of felt, well, I had to catch up. But you're saying that if I watched the others, it wouldn't give me any help in watching that movie?
It would only show you this man. I don't think... First of all, I'm not a huge fan of the franchise. I've seen them all, but I'm not a big follower. But I can say that I know that he was the president. I don't know if any other character is in the original movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think the host is, I think.
The DJ,
I think he's in the original ones.
I always thought about changing my name.
He's so fun. Jason Schwartzman does a great job with it. And the original guy was Stanley Tucci, I think.
Not being sort of into movies. I mean, what did you think, Yasmin? I mean, were you left in the coast? Had you seen the previous movies?
No.
You haven't seen any of the original ones?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Well, now I want to watch the other ones.
They're entertaining. I think you might enjoy them.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I tell you what, I mean... You know better than I do. I thought it was well cast.
It was. Interesting enough, the main guy, completely unknown. Like, I had never heard of this man.
Uh-huh.
I know he's done a show for HBO or something, but nothing more than that. And they did that on purpose. They were like, first they had to look for somebody that would look and sound similar to Donald Sutherland.
You mean tall, good-looking, blonde, whatever? Because they did ask me.
I don't know if you've seen Donald Sutherland, but he's not good-looking anymore.
Donald or Kiefer?
Donald is Corleone's in the original ones.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because I like him.
He's a great actor. He's a classic They were looking for somebody with that same kind of look and demeanor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they found this kid in British guy, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, he's blonde, good-looking.
He's not blonde, by the way, originally. That is very, very painted hair. Yes.
Was it really?
Yes.
Yeah, I paint mine.
Nobody has that hair color in life.
Nobody has my hair color in
at
life.
That age. And the girl is a up-and-comer as well. She starred in West Side Story with Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
She was obviously a Broadway original. Now she's the new live-action Snow White, so she's getting some roles.
I thought she was very good. I'm intrigued to know whether she sang or not.
Oh, she does.
Mm-hmm. That would have been her singing because she's got a great voice.
She's got a beautiful voice. That's her singing 100%.
And, of course, you know, the Hanging Tree song came into to the movie. But the song that she would sing, she sang the it a couple of times, which was... I'm looking forward to hunting that out. And
I'm sure it will come out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for example, this song you played, the Hanging Tree one, sung by Jennifer Lawrence in the original one. There's interviews of Jennifer Lawrence being like, I was so afraid of singing this because she is not a singer. But the movie was so popular, the song like skyrocketed the Billboard's charts, sung by her, and she was so proud of it. But yeah.
So you said the movie was so popular.
The first one, I'm saying it did not. The series did not end as it had begun. It began like a huge success, like a, oh my god, worldwide box office. But it ended like, okay, thank god it ended. Now we can move on.
Now, especially being, I think yes, it's being released officially on Thursday, is that right?
Yeah, we have an early review.
We had we can talk about it, but we can't give any spoilers.
No, we're not.
No. About who died.
Let's start right from the beginning. Directed by Francis Lawrence, where I think it's great because they brought the original director from the original movies. I think it's a great idea. Starring Rachel Zegler and Tom Blythe, I think it's pronounced.
How's this spelled?
B-L-Y-T-H.
Blythe.
Blythe, is that it?
Blythe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And give us the plot, Jerry. You don't have it?
Hang on.
Yes, he does.
There you go.
I was getting so carried away. Yeah. Here we go. Yasmin, it's one line and a bit. That's it.
Well, we can't spoil. We gotta keep it short. Jerry.
Hunger Games. It was okay.
Right. People expect so much.
Here's the plot. Cornelius Snow mentors and develops feelings for the female District 12 tribute during the 10th Hunger Games. Yeah, I missed the first 9.
Well, in the original ones, they're up to 40-something.
Oh,
yeah, I have no idea where they're at this point. Anyways, let's start with the positives real quick. Great character development story. I love because we know he's such a bad guy in the original movies. Like, you want to see how he got there. And obviously, as they point out in the movie at one point, everybody has the good inside them, but one turn can make you evil. And so you as an audience member are expecting to see that turn. So that's great. I love when movies like that. Supporting characters portrayed by Class A actors. I'm talking about Viola Davis, Oscar winner, one of the best actresses working today. Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, huge actor.
Oh, I love him.
You are a huge
fan. He's so good.
He's so good. Jason Schwartzman, he as a DJ. Like, these are great A actors, and the main cast is unknown, but supporting was just top of the line, which I loved. And they had a chance to have fun. All those characters were eccentric. Yeah. All those characters were goofy, and they had a blast. You can tell. Tom Blythe, a relative unknown, carries the film well. I think he has a lot on his shoulders. It's completely on him. He's on every frame of that film, and he does well. I think he does a good job. He has a little bit of crazy eyes going. You know, a couple of moments where he was like looking lovingly to the girl, and you're like, does he want to kiss her or kill her? I'm not really sure where we're going with this, but he has those crazy eyes. I don't know if that's on purpose. That just is his way of looking at women.
It's a British thing, really. I think
it's interesting. Rachel Zegler lends her singing voice to memorable original folk songs. I think, as you mentioned, the songs are really fun. It has that country vibe to it. It's folky. It's. I enjoyed them. I think they're gonna be a hit. Jason Schwartzman adds the right amount of humor to the proceedings. It's a dramatic story. It's heavy. But Jason Schwartzman has one-liners here or there, the DJ, and they make you laugh, make you smile, which is, in my opinion, super important for every film. It needs to have some levity to it. The audience needs to breathe, needs to relax, and those moments of humor.
I think that the thing that sort of rang true with me was at one stage, you said, give me a drink.
Give me a drink. those are great moments.
I thought, no, I like this guy.
Those are great moments.
I do that every morning.
Now he's changing.
10 o'clock. Give me a drink.
He's seen the thing is going for long, and he has to call and change the reservation. Those little moments are key. The right amount of graphic violence. This movie is not supposed to be R-rated. It's supposed to be PG-13. But it's also, it touches on a very violent plot. Like, there's a battle to the death.
There wasn't really anything overtly
Nothing overtly graphic, but enough. Like, you can see there was death, there was violence, but enough to make it enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with negatives.
Okay.
Okay. The romantic storylines don't fully work. The story doesn't earn the attraction, much less the love. There was a moment in the movie where the two main characters meet in, like, a gate, and they're about to kiss, how they'd shot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, like, why are they attracted? I never saw it before. Like, there was never really a connection. They just immediately were attracted to each other and, I guess, loved each other. It was weird.
It's funny. I mean, I sort of got the immediate impression was that he, when she was picked...
That he was attracted?
And he was immediately... You could see, oh, you know.
Interesting. I saw him as a... Him trying to figure out if this woman can win the thing, not so much him attracted to her.
Yeah, but I think that the initial, you know, sort of thing was, oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't feel it. I was like, I'm not feeling this love story.
I mean, one thing you noticed, the rejection the first time came...
From him.
From him.
Correct.
And then it almost the identical happened... Later in
but interestingly enough, like, why would she go in for a kiss? Like, I never saw that coming. When did she become attracted to this man? Then I never saw it. I feel the movie did not earn that moment.
I don't know. I didn't feel it missed it. I didn't. What about, did you sort of feel that it...
Yeah, I agree with you, with Jerry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you could see there was the attraction, but you could see there was something holding them both back. I mean, and it wasn't as if... It happened that early in the movie. It happened after they'd sort of got to know each other fairly well. So I didn't necessarily feel that it was sort of all of a sudden.
It's like the only moment I felt like, oh, these people actually love each other was there is a big moment. They're in a lake,
mm-hmm.
and she's hugging him from like... Yeah, there's the only moment. Oh, they have the good chemistry. The only moment I felt that.
Mm.
But yeah, I didn't feel it fully worked, to be honest, on my end.
Okay, two against one.
Yeah, no. The friend character portrayed by newcomer Josh Andres Rivera is annoying and too naive to be the president's son. I was so annoyed by this character.
He was weak, and I wouldn't have expected that.
That's
from
what I'm
that
saying.
Particular
like,
type
he was
of character.
So weak. Like, man, this guy is no street smarts whatsoever. He gets tricked on every corner. Like, I felt like this is... It was... You want characters or not... He felt like Joey from Friends. He was that dumb. Like, he was very dumb and naive. And I was like... It's too one-sided of a character. Not believable. Nobody's that dumb.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of melodramatic close-ups by the director. And this, I felt like... For example, when Rachel Segler's singing, there's a lot of close-ups to her face, and she's, like, looking mean at the camera. Like, there's a lot. It's a little melodramatic. Mm-hmm. An obvious smaller budget cuts that... Oh, I'm sorry. An obvious smaller budget cuts the opportunity of world-building. This is obviously a smaller budget than the original films. So what you see in this movie are sets. Like, Viola Davis's office,
mm-hmm.
where they watch the Hunger Games. The arena... And like a concert hall in District 12, you don't see like a big like oh, let me see how this Pan Am place looks like. You never really see that.
We did. You saw it at the beginning and at the end when they showed you the city in the big statue.
That's
in the
middle. Only part. The CGI city.
Yeah, yeah, but how many times you want to see it?
If you see the first one, it's a lot more. It's a wider.
The only thing I would mention about that because I still notice these things because I was looking at the cars that they drive.
Oh yeah,
and I noticed that the one they showed at the end was the same as the one they showed at the beginning.
It probably is. Like you can see, it's funny when you can see like, oh, they had a smaller budget on this one.
Yeah. Mm. But you know what? I mean, just sort of digressing for a moment is one of these things that this is, I guess, in our future. This is years in the future.
Supposedly,
right?
Yeah.
How is it they have such terrible TV sets? You know, because
I don't know.
They're the old sort of the old tube TVs with the lines on them.
But it was interesting because I felt the look and feel of the TVs were old, but the picture was crystal clear. Like they could see, like the cameras. They were like security cameras. They looked like HD shows. Like okay, I don't know. It felt the other. The TV sets did look old, but the picture quality was...
If you looked at the picture, it still had the lines. Remember the old lines on the TVs? You used to see that they were there. And I mean, I always wonder, this isn't just in this movie. You see it in a lot of these things.
Dystopian films. And
yeah,
like
you know, where
features,
it looks as if the technology has sort of stepped back a bit. It might be modern. You might have moving signs. You might have that. But and when they come and talk, and they, you know, it's just... you get this on the screen.
You gotta have that dystopian future look. It's classic.
So, yeah. Interesting. Okay, carry on.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Giving the already 2 hour plus runtime.
It was long, wasn't it?
Yeah. The filmmakers lack the time to properly develop characters that are integral to the main storyline.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we don't get a lot of development for the characters in District 12. In District 12, like, we don't know who they break up the movie in three parts, and the third part is in District 12.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of characters there, and that are important to the story, but we don't know much about them. They just appear, they show, they're like, oh, there's jealousy here, there's, and that's about it. I felt there was a lot to know more about those characters, but as I mentioned before, the movie's already very long. I think that the director made a decision. It was like, we can't keep introducing characters and mm-hmm. make them longer. Mm-hmm. So fair. And the animal visual effects, especially the killer snakes, look cheap. I think I hate CGI-ish stuff, and there's a bunch of snakes that, like, super killer snakes, and it looks very CGI, and I'm not a huge fan of that. It takes me out of the movie a little bit when that happens.
Well, there's little notice there was no cruelty to animals. No real snakes were used.
They should have used some real snakes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's take a quick musical break. We'll be back with your final comments.
Yeah.
And ours as
there
well.
There you go, yeah.
These dark days, when I'm alone, when all is wrong, when all is gone, ask myself for what it's worth to be a human on this earth. The sun would burst, the stars would fall, the ancient words were written on the wall, the desperate lovers,
Lola Marsh and End of the World, and I think that's probably next week. Let me see what I've got a message here. Felipe, good morning to you, Felipe. He's dropped me a little line and he says, Jerry, please ask Andreas Clemente if he had the opportunity to see the movie Simon. It's about the Venezuelan turmoil of 2014. He said it's a very good movie, similar to Sound of Freedom.
Yeah, I did. Jasmine actually reminded me of this, and I've mentioned this movie by a lot of people, and I have a little bit of a hard time watching it, because it kind of hits close to home. I want to watch it, and it's on my queue list, but yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I gotta watch it. But it's one of those movies you gotta watch in, like, a right state of mind.
We're drunk?
No, like, knowing that it's going to be a depressing film, you know, and you know it's going to be a depressing film.
Now you know why I don't go to the movies.
Yeah. At home.
Yeah. So I am looking forward to it. It's a Venezuelan director. It's a Venezuelan story, and I want to watch it, yeah.
Okay. And when you do,
I'll let you
Felipe,
know.
We'll give you a review on it. Yeah. And, yeah, so let me see. Cool. Oh, yeah, we got your final comments.
Final comments on this one. A franchise that did not really go out with a bang the first time around returns with an interesting story about their main villain. Even though the acting is not bad, and there are some great lines of dialogue, the story falls a bit flat. I wonder if it will make enough money to garner a sequel and finish the story of Coralina Snow and Lucy Greybeard. That's my final comment.
Well,
I think
not
it's a
not having seen the others, but having seen this one and quite enjoyed it, I would probably go to see this. The next one. If they did another one, I would probably go and see.
Oh, I'm a huge sucker for that. If I watch a movie and they ended up with a cliffhanger like that, and I need to know how it ends. Like even though if I might not enjoy that much, I'll be like, I need to know how it ends.
Mm-hmm. What was your opinion? Yes.
Well, as I said, now I want to watch the other ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens.
It's when you watch them, you'll see the big difference in the evolution of the Hunger Games themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more goes into them. There's a lot more technology involved. Like it's obviously 40 years difference, you can see how the Hunger Games itself have evolved from what you saw yesterday to the first one.
Okay.
Out of 5?
I would give it a 3.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
3.5, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3.5.
It's funny, we're all on the same opinion.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it because...
It's not bad. It's
for
not
me,
bad.
For me, I just felt there was something lacking in not having seen the others, but then you say, well, they aren't really relevant, and I thought it left you a little bit sort of behind at the beginning, but they did fill it in. But overall, I mean, I didn't go bobo.
No, I think it's an enjoyable film. I think it's a good film.
Go along, enjoy it, and see it. It's and I say, I mean, I was very happy with the acting and the character choices. I mean,
agree.
All right, well that's it then. What are you going to see this week?
Great question. I have no idea. I think
Simon.
Maybe. I know Marvel's is out. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But I know a big premiere is coming up this Thursday, and next Thursday is Wish from Disney. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of the animation studio, which is a big deal, and there's a couple movies coming out. This is going to ramp up really soon, but to be honest, there's a lot of movies on demand right now that I'm dying to watch. There's a Netflix one called Killer.
Yeah, I saw that just come in. That's going to be interesting.
That's directed by David Fincher, who directed movies like Fight Club, Social Network.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very much looking
forward
to
that. That looks interesting. Yeah, I saw the trailer.
There's one called Dumb Money, which it tells the story of GameStop. I'm looking forward to that. So right now there's a lot of movies coming up that I'm looking forward to watch. I'm excited.
Okay. Yeah. How about you, Yes? What's on your list?
No, nothing.
Yep. Nothing? Because you don't have Netflix, do you?
No.
Wow, you're probably one of the few, I have to say.
Oh, my God. Cross.
Ooh. The question. Is it because you're not a fan of the service or because it's too expensive?
Because when I am home, I'm doing a lot of things. I don't have time.
Oh, you're not a movie. You're not a TV watcher. Okay.
I tell you what. I would agree with Yasmin. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to watch, but I'm always seem to be busy with my time. I don't have time during the week.
Agree.
To really watch anything.
Yeah.
But when
or
you say
the weekend.
I think. I mean, what we're paying now? What's $12 or something a month for Netflix?
I'm paying more for that because I think it's 16? Is it 16?
I didn't think it was up that high. I don't know. But the thing is, you know, you are getting an awful lot of content to watch for $16.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to the movies a couple of times, I suppose. Or if you're Jubilado, going every day of the week. We mentioned this last week. The diversity of the content is what we mentioned last week, didn't we? That, well, you know, you sit down and you go through.
Netflix. You browse. Well, you don't look for something specific, you browse. You're like, oh, what's up on Netflix? And that's the big difference the other streaming services don't have. The other people go to those streaming services to look for a specific piece of content, not to browse.
Mm.
And that's the key.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Andres.
Thank you.
We had an enjoyable night last night. It was nice in the cheap seats.
a little bit of neck issues this morning.
Yeah, I think, yeah,
but,
I think, yeah.
But yeah, good yeah. times.
You didn't get wet in the water.
No, it wasn't that yeah. dumb 4D thing.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sorry if movie theaters owners are listening. That's the worst experience I've ever had.
I don't know. I quite enjoy those.
I hate that. Never again. Never happening.
I'll invite you next time.
Yeah, I'll blow you up.
Sorry?
Don't.
Right. It's time, thanks to Andrea.
My guy,
it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Track by Elton John that is called Finish Line, and it was one of his album Lockdown Sessions, which was a collaborative album released through EMI in the United Kingdom and Interscope Records in the United States. That was in October of 2021. Of course, you can't mistake the harmonica playing or the voice on there as well, because he was sharing it with Stevie Wonder. Right, one more piece of music. This time it comes from Ed Sheeran. And after that, we'll check in with Yasmin, see if we've got anybody born on this day in the world of music. And a little bit of a chit-chat as well. Hey, there we go. There, Ed Sheeran. At least he didn't go Ed. Morning, Yaz again.
Good morning.
So yeah, we had fun last night, didn't we?
Oh yes.
We gave our opinions. What was Ian's opinion? I mean, being a young person.
Oh, he liked it because he watched the other one. So.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, he seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. We were like, it's too long, and he was like, no, that's okay.
No, I mean, I know it was long, but it didn't sort of, I don't know, I didn't feel it drag, really.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I was looking at the time for was because I had to come back and do the news.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But, no, I mean, I was entertained, and that's what I go to the movies for.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I was very impressed with the casting.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of the acting, like we were saying. And, yeah, I mean, like you, I'd be interested now watching the previous ones.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping that there will be a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Which will fill that sort of gap, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you doing today, then?
Today, I just have a meeting with a friend.
Oh, you got friends?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Does it cost you as much as it costs me?
No, I don't think so.
No.
And that's all. that's does it. Work.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice. Are we having lunch with friends or just a
meeting? No, just a meeting.
Just a meeting.
Not lunch,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got a friend coming around at 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, coming around. A meeting.
And you want to pick up your car?
I'm going to pick up my car, yes. I tell you what, guys at Valley Motors, let me see. I mean, I gave them the parts, but we changed the shock absorbers, we changed the springs, we changed the engine mounts, we changed the front axles, and we changed the radiator, and we're all happy.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it was quick, right?
No, they were very quick. Well, I mean, mm-hmm. I guess even the thing is, one of the things that was recommended by Alessio mm-hmm. over there at the garage was he said, you know, find, if you can, the shock absorbers with the springs mounted as a kit, mm-hmm. you know, all one piece, which eventually he did find,
mm-hmm.
came from Hong Kong.
Oh.
Came a long way.
Oh, yes.
All sorts of problems.
Mm.
Anyway, they got here, and I tell you what, the shock absorbers, it's just that you can just about lift one of them, and the axles came in a long box, and gosh, they weighed a ton. I couldn't lift them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Getting old, that's the problem. But I tell you what, company I used to buy the axles and the radiator as well, if I remember rightly. I've used them a number of times now. It's a company out of New York called Rock Auto.
Mm-hmm.
And they are first class. I mean, they've got so many parts for so many cars. But there's just no hassle with them because they have it delivered to me right to my house, mm-hmm. to my apartment,
mm-hmm.
by DHL.
Oh.
And not overly expensive. I mean, because the beauty of that, literally, I gave them the order, I think it was on a Friday evening or a Saturday morning. I actually had the parts on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as soon as you give them the order, they come back and relatively say, you know, all your parts are packed and ready to ship. And first class, Rock Auto, just about ROC auto.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I watch a program where they go around and they fix people's cars in their garages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because they have to buy parts with them. Their van outside has got huge sticker of Rock Auto. So very well established, very, very good. If you need things in a hurry, that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, so happy, happy, happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
let's see, I haven't picked it up yet.
Okay.
Let's make sure I'm happy, happy, happy by the time I get home.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my day, meeting, go and pick up my car, and we're changing some of our furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So one piece is going away today, and then we've got hopefully by the end of the week some new stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I have to sit on the floor.
Oh.
Anyway, yes. Have we got anybody born on this day in the world of music?
Oh, yes. We got two of them. Mm-hmm. The first one is going to be Petula Clark.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was born in 1932. British singer, actress, and composer who had the 1961 UK number one single, Sailor, and the 1967 UK number one single, This Is My Song.
Uh-huh.
Plus over 15 other UK top 40 singles. She scored the 1965 US number one Downtown, becoming the first UK female singer to score a number one single in the US.
There you go, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She was that good. And
yes.
I remember her well.
Mm-hmm.
Great voice. Here is Pat Clark, Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Don't hang around and let your
your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown,
and there we go, downtown with Petulia Clark. Do you remember that song?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, downtown, yeah, it's been around. Mm-hmm. It's been made by a few people now, though, of course, it's been copied by many, 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 many people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, but these are the, I think it that was originally from the UK, so mm-hmm. Anyway. We're 25 minutes before 10 o'clock, and let me see, what else have we got? It's going to be a fairly quiet week this week, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
You know, mm-hmm. So have you seen, by the way, or heard anything on social media today about roadblocks or...?
Just in the same areas, you know, in Chorrera,
It's getting
in the interior,
Yeah, it's getting a serious problem, and I hate to say it, but the government just seems to be showing their ineptitude. They're not doing anything. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars being lost.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing a thing about it. And as I keep saying to you, they let these sort of 20 people or whatever it is block all these roads. And the next thing is, before they were spraying good, protesters that weren't causing any harm, they were using tear gas on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it. I mean, it seems to be that I always get the impression that the government is so peed off with us because we went against their mining contract.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care if we suffer. I really get the point. I really just feel right now the government doesn't care.
Yeah.
With the other guys, was it the National Assembly? Oh, they buggered off on holiday until January.
Mm-hmm.
And we're suffering a really serious crisis. And what we seem to be missing while we're talking about this crisis is the one which I think is even more concerning, and that's our lack of water.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We really, really, really need it to start raining now and not stop until January.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand it. I don't understand why any government would allow their country to be brought to its knees. They have arrested, they have, by the way, issued two arrest warrants for two of the leaders of the indigenous community in Chiriquí.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to help.
Yeah.
So anyway, who else was born on this day in music? Cheer me up.
Mm-hmm. The next one is Steve Fosen.
Okay.
He was born in 1949.
Mm-hmm.
From American rock band Heart,
mm-hmm.
who scored the 1987 US number 1 and UK number 3 single Alone. Heart has sold over 35 million records worldwide.
35 million. Not bad, is it?
Exactly. Hey,
dollar each one. Cool. Mm-hmm. Blimey.
And the night goes by.
And there we go. That is Heart Loan.
Of course, I remember that.
Yeah, of course you remember that. Because you're youngish.
Mm-hmm.
Ish. And what was it you, when you turned up last night at the theatre, what were you sort of saying? But what did I think about Ian's dress?
Oh, I didn't like it because it was too big. The pants and the t-shirt was too big. But well, he said he was comfortable.
Yeah, yes. No, but I mean, that's it. They do wear sort of baggy. You should have seen what I wore when I was 16, mm-hmm. 18.
Mm-hmm.
Uniform. I was in the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
But, mm-hmm. No, I mean, it looked all right. But like you said, it did look comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, he was young. When you're young, you wear weird things.
So. Yeah, but he usually wear clothes that are more like fit.
Mm. I do. Yeah. I'd rather see him wearing that than these people that wear these jeans or trousers that you see half their with bum and their underpants. Oh no, you see their that just means that they're rich because they pay more for jeans with holes in. I hate it. These people, they wear jeans. Mm-hmm. Halfway down their butt,
mm-hmm.
and showing their underwear.
Yeah.
You want to see their underwear?
No. Ian is not like that.
No, I don't think he would be though.
No, and I'm happy he doesn't like either the pants with holes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I was looking at some in the shop the other day, and I was still looking at them, and I thought, I used to throw mine away when they got like that.
Exactly.
You know, you pay more on the stylish. Stodgy. I do like them sometimes, I must admit, when they do have a hole and then it's patched on the inside with, say, a piece of material with a pattern on it or a flower. That doesn't look too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, just to see their knee sticking out, can't you afford any new?
Mm-hmm.
God's sake.
Exactly.
This is one of the advantages of being old, you know.
Well, I'm old too then.
Yes.
Because I don't like that.
Yes. Oh dear. It wasn't like that when I was a kid, I tell you. I had to wear me hand-me-down clothes, I did. I didn't even have any brothers and sisters. They used to go next door for them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, enjoy the rest of your day, yes.
Thank
oh, by
you
the way, we've got a little note. Let me just, we've got a little message here from Rosita. She says, good morning, sweethearts.
Good morning, Rosita.
Yeah, the best in the West, and to you and Yasmin, and of course the crew. Positive vibes for me and all. See, I got a t-shirt I got from you with good vibes on, didn't I?
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank
Rosita.
You, Rosita. As always, she's out there having a listen. Right, enjoy the rest of your day then, yes?
Thank you.
And see how my car is when I go and pick my car.
Oh, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's going to be exciting and expensive. So again, thanks to Rosita. And here's a piece of music. I know the words to this one. It's lovely, the band. And your favourite one.
I've been The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
there we go. Yes, indeed. Sounding a little bit like a Doctor Who there. And it's quite right. So Uprising is what it's called. Get the old Daleks in there as well. In fact, I did two in a row the other day with the TARDIS as the first track. And they do go together very well, I must admit. And I do like it. That comes from the band Muse. And it's called, as I said, Uprising. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. Time for us to think about moving off and doing something else. Enjoyable little morning this morning. I've even enjoyed some of the music. I always do. And it's been great having Andreas with us. We had a three-way movie review today because we all went to see the same movie last night, which is a new new movie of Hunger Games, which was very enjoyable, and we all agreed. We gave it all. We all gave it about 3.5 out of 5, so that's not bad at all. Casting great, acting as far as I was concerned was great, and yeah, it might have been a little bit long, but it didn't worry me. I didn't nod off, so that's a good sign. So anyway, great to have Andreas with us, and great to have a little chat about that movie. And you can find more information on our website, of course, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And big thanks to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning for our everyday story of country folk. She's here right now in the city. So big thanks to Ingrid, and also to Yasmin, not just for our movie review today, but of course for all the other bits and pieces she does for us in the program, our social media and our bookings, etc., etc. So you can always get to Yasmin, by the way, while we're on air on 223-5162. That's while we're on air, and a little bit after as well. So thanks to Yasmin. Thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK, looking after Mum. Thanks to him. He gets a lot of our background info for us. And to the boys and girls at Group Regard, who get us up and running in the mornings and are going to be turning us off in a minute. So thanks to them, and especially to Isaac. If you're there, Isaac, thank you and good morning. And also, last but not least, definitely, you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We'll be back with you tomorrow, Thursday tomorrow. We'll be back, as usual, 7 o'clock in the morning. And just please, please, please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 tomorrow, do it carefully, because... Go on, I can hear you. Yes? I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.